And welcome into another episode of the Poolside Railing Fantasy Football Dynasty Podcast. Here with your host, Cos Fiore.
Matt's here.
And Rubs. We are with Rubs. No Steve. No Shu.
Where is Steve?
Shu, I don't even know if we asked Shu to hang out anymore. Yeah, Steve's here at least.
Okay, yeah.
Chubbs ain't here. Shu ain't here. Joe's on his honeymoon getting fucked.
In Buffalo.
I'm
gonna pull the shade.
JB's getting worried for his wedding. What else is going
on?
Chubbs
is angry.
We
don't know what he's angry at, but he's angry.
And LJ's making people laugh in LA.
Yeah. LJ's a scumbag.
Wow.
Yeah,
That's got some hate. All right. Maybe go through some scores and some matchups, and then we'll go through, how about we go through some trades and talk about...
Do you have any at the top of your head? Because that's a lot of digging.
No, yeah. No, it's not. You can just dig pretty easily, I think.
I know a trade I did with Shu once.
Yeah, that one's good. Transactions. Dude, this is so easy. By type.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's recap real quick. All right, Milk Carton Boys, Shu Man Group. I beat Shu in a rare win for the Milk Carton Boys.
Attaboy. That's big for the program.
It's not really big for the program, as everyone found out today. Jamar Chase will be sucking dick for the remainder of the year, and there goes my team. So just when we thought we were on a quick rebound, we're right back down to the toilet.
Who's next?
Token Chubbs.
Token, interesting one. Really good performance from both, but Chubbs 157, Token 146.
Yeah, that's big. It's big. I would have liked to see Chubbs lose that one because I feel like him and I are closer in the standings, but that's a big boy win by Chubbs.
Jacobs really went for 38. Wow. If Josh Jacobs went for 28, which is still unbelievable, LJ would have won.
Wow, that's tough. That's a tough look.
Tough. Very tough.
Okay.
Cooper Cup, or Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah, this one was bad, bro. He beat me by 6 points, and I left a lot on the bench. Kind of just dumb fucking management by Cos.
You gotta
start your studs, and I've always been a big proponent of that, and I just didn't do it. So
yeah, I mean, I'm questioning Cortland Sutton with Brett Ripon going up against fucking Sauce Gardner. Mm-hmm. Now Moore on a Thursday night been relevant
ever. It's bad.
To be fair, DJ Moore had PJ Walker threw for 60 yards.
Give me PJ Walker over Brett Ripon. Anything. Yeah. DJ period.
Not wrong.
Okay, I mean, Chuba, you couldn't do anything about, really. Right? Or, you could have.
I mean, I could have, but, like, who would have thought?
Well, yeah, shit happens, I suppose.
Who we got next?
We got Ask ETN Season and Tuna.
Sid falls again. Amon-Ra didn't even have a concussion. They brought him out because of Tua's bullshit.
Michael Gallup, a goose.
Otherwise, not bad. Otherwise, he's taking that game.
Ah, man. I don't know. Steve's got a nice little squad, too.
Steve's got a nice little squad.
I mean, it's average, but, I mean, it's doing all right now. Christian Kirk, Olave. The dudes can play. Pickens, obviously.
Judy.
Ayuk.
Yep.
He's got some mids, but, I mean, now he's looking like Travis Etienne about to be an RB1.
Who scored 70? Oh, Joe, because of all his injuries.
Joe, 74 points. Matt, 150, basically.
That's so... I mean, if you beat him, like, 100 to 74, I'd be pissed, but you did throw up 150,
But I really want to say this was not because of the reverse drinks I did at his wedding, where I wrote in his book our matchup and the date, and I said good win, and that might have contributed just a bit.
The master of the reverse jinx strikes.
Knock on wood.
All right, that recaps week 7.
Could we go through quickly week 8 and just see what we got twerking up?
Yep, I got us. I got us. So first we have Matt, massive bye week. Herbert, Eckler, Keenan Allen, Juju. All on bye. Steve has TP for him. I think Steve's going to win unless I get to...
Steve's going to win.
I would have to get to 45 points tonight with Bateman and Evans.
Steve's going to win.
I mean,
I'm taking Steve's team.
Yeah, I'll take Steve with ETN. And
I mean, your matchups just are...
I'm starting Justin Fields, David Montgomery, and A.J. Dillon.
No, I want Steve.
All right, next.
Next, we got Token and Sid. Notable buys. I don't see any for LJ.
Neither do I see anything. Well, yeah, Devontae. Or he sold Devontae.
Sid has Buff State Legend on by Jarrett Patterson.
Holy shit, Beans. How did he get Calvin Ridley? What was that trade? That was today?
No, that was for Keenan.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next. But wait, who we got? I got LJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. I probably got LJ. Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Sid's gonna sneak one out. He's due.
No, he's got Travis Kelce on the bye.
He's due. Sid, some luck's coming your way, brother.
Oh man, yeah, I don't know.
All right, next we got Kaz and Joe. Kaz, anyone on bye?
He looks to be at full strength.
No, just notable injuries with Mike Will. Who else? That might be it. No one else on bye.
I mean, Treylon Burks on NIR.
Yeah, he's a bum.
Daryl Henderson, if you want to call him anything, but no. You're at full strength this week. I personally...
Joe's still got a tough team even with those two out. Especially with T. Higgins now.
I mean, he's got Curtis Samuel, Alec Pierce. I don't hate it, I guess.
I'll say this. If Mark Andrews does good tonight, Joe will win. If he does not...
We actually have a big night because I got Godwin. He's got Lenny and...
I kind of want to say Kaz pulls one.
I'd like to see.
I kind of like your matchups, and I think Kaz pulls one.
I'm going with Kaz.
All right.
Yeah, that's interesting. But I think you might have the juice to do it.
I like juice.
Next we got Jake versus Shu. Will Shu keep sliding?
I don't think so. Well, Debo might not play. Kyle Pitts is kind of sucking. Marquise is out. He does have Jacoby Myers, Stephon Diggs.
Let me see Jake's team.
And Jake's team's coming off a bye.
Lamar Jackson, Derek.
JB.
We might see that picture of Shu on JB's shoulders soon after this week.
I made that, but someone else always sends it in before me, and that kind of makes me mad.
It's good. It's good.
Finally, we got Chubbs versus Rubs.
Yes, sir.
The Ubs game. I love these games.
Big Ubs game.
Man, my team is down bad. I don't even have a starting lineup in right now. Oof. That's how down bad I am right now.
Rubs, with Jamar out, are you going to start Thielen versus Arizona or Robbie?
I would do just what you did. Yep.
No, I'm doing this.
Four backs.
Yeah, I'm starting four backs. I got Gerald Everett on a bye, so I'm probably going Hunter Henry over Noah Fant.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. Fucking Chubbs is... I think I kind of have a shot.
I got Rubs.
I think I
kind of
got a shot.
I got Rubs.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's walk through a couple of trades. I pulled some up, and they're interesting for sure. This is everything from this season, this year. So all the way back in March.
Just give me the
highlights. Rubs, you traded
a
second round pick to Chubbs for James Conner. Do you wish you didn't do that?
Who's second?
What do you mean? I turned around and flipped it to Joe. I flipped James Conner
and well, Joe. Yes, then you did for a second round draft pick. Okay, right. So that's basically a fucking wash.
Wash. Yeah, I got LJ second.
Yep.
I thought was going to be ass.
Yep. Could have had Sid second. So.
It was Sid second that
It
I
was
up.
Sid second that you originally gave up for James Conner. Nah. Traded James Conner back.
I got Sid second.
Well, they probably got tossed around, okay. But this, I'm reading
son
it.
Of a all right, bitch. All right. Yeah, okay. Fucker.
So, I'm going to say that's a loss in
I
March.
I traded, this was after week one, I traded Lawrence. I did my first and Zach Moss for his first and some cap space.
Oh, I got it. Dude, these are good.
What are your wait, thoughts on
say that?
That? So we traded firsts. I just gave up Zach Moss. Yeah.
For who?
LJ's first.
Yeah, that's I think good. That's a good move.
I thought
you guys
LJ's
are around
team
the same spot.
Six and one.
Yeah, but I thought LJ's
What's
team
LJ's
was
team right now?
Three and four?
Either way, it's working out. Listen to these. Well, you guys remember when Sid traded Tyreek Hill?
Wow, what was that?
For Elijah Moore and a round two draft pick.
Ooh. I'm sorry.
And a round one. Whoa.
And a first.
And a first.
And Elijah
first?
Moore.
Yeah.
I think
what that first turned out to be.
It's from Chubbs.
For 23.
23. Yeah. I think I'm still taking. I think I like it for both.
I do. For Sid, I mean, he kind of committed. Like that's a rebuild move early on.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I don't know. I don't think Elijah Moore's enough for me. I don't know.
I mean,
I still have faith in Elijah.
I like him
maybe.
Talent-wise, but whatever. I think that's kind of a wash.
All right, get this one. Sid traded Tommy Treble and a first round pick for Damian Harris.
Ooh.
And what did that first round
pick
turn
into? He's got Ramondre.
He's got Ramondre.
Still. What did that first turn into?
What pick was it?
It wasn't me. It was 110.
Oh, that was mine.
Yeah, I traded it to you.
I want to say it was
Rashad White.
Rashad White or Dotson.
It was Dotson.
Okay. Okay.
Dotson, and then it was
still seems like it was a lot.
Dotson's nice. He's been hurt with the hammy, but he started off hot. I mean, it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
But I traded Rubs 2 seconds for Brandon Cooks early offseason.
Hold on, we're getting to it. Rubs
was like 209.
Rubs traded Juju.
Yep.
A 2022 first. And round three pick for Aaron Jones.
That was the 110 pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 110.
That turned into Jahan Dotson, and I'll take Aaron Jones every time in that.
Yeah.
Over Juju and Jahan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All day long.
Yeah.
All day long. Aaron Jones seems to still have juice.
Yep.
He might.
Ooh, this one's Deebo Samuel for the 101.
Give me Brees, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Even now?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Probably.
Debo's gone next. His contract is up next year.
Yeah, we don't know.
Give
me Breesy. Yeah. Give me Breesy. Especially if I have Mike Carter on my team. Give me Brees.
Yeah.
That was Schubert. Schubert's got Mike Carter.
What did you just trade for Keenan Allen, Matt?
Debo. True.
I traded, what the fuck did I trade? Calvin Ridley in a second for Keenan in a third.
Okay. Well, to get Keenan, Sid traded a third and A-Rob.
Wow. That's a steal.
So Sid flipped.
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah, Sid flipped.
I mean, yeah, it's not a... Like, I could sit here right now and tell you it's not a good trade. It's like a win now...
Yeah,
I got Herbert. Mike Will's out now. I mean, he's coming off a bye. He's probably healthy.
Oh my God.
What do we got?
Oh, this might be the worst. We never talk about it. LJ traded Cam Akers to Chubbs for Drake London and the 204,
which turned into Damian Pierce.
Oh my God, Chubbs.
Got pooped on.
And I called you an idiot, and you're still a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he lost. Cam Akers lost it. He's like, he's not even playing.
That's a tough one.
They're actually not even.
And Chubbs has such a. Chubbs has a good.
No one wants him.
Chubbs has a good team too. So like, those players could have helped him.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Drake London really hasn't done much as of late.
Ooh, another big one. Steve trades Derrick Henry and a round 2 pick next year for Ayuk and the 107.
Who
would
turn
into Olave or Garrett Wilson? Wilson. Mm-hmm. So Ayuk and Wilson for Derrick Henry.
If I'm a contender, I love it.
Yeah. It's good. I think it's good for Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. I traded Chris Godwin for
Chris Olave.
Olave.
I don't like that for you.
I don't like that for you at all.
I like Godwin, really? But like Olave's like been Olave, up before and him and he's rookie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton.
That's fair.
I'm sorry. He's just hooping right now.
Yeah, that's fair. I didn't you foresee that. On him. I didn't foresee that coming.
Because he can play either game
I did. Nothing's I fair. Think, you know, going back even further, Kaz, my biggest trade regret Ridley.
No shit.
Ridley for Jamar basically. It was Ridley and Herbert.
It was Ridley
and Herbert for Burrow and Jamar.
Essentially, is what it was.
At the time, Ridley was playing
with lights out.
He was nasty. Oh, that was perfect for you.
That worked out so.
Ooh. Well. Steve traded DK.
This is me and him.
And a third for James Conner and the 106.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm taking DK.
Wait.
That was Joe, I think.
Joe. This is Joe.
I won DK.
Yeah.
I won DK, man.
He's Who is the 106?
Olave.
Yeah, Olave. Mm-hmm. Or Garrett Wilson. So who is 107? Olave was 5'6".
No. James Cook, shoe.
Seven.
Oh, yeah, shoe.
And then I got JMO at 8, who just doesn't play football.
Shoe traded Chase Claypool.
My boy just not healthy.
All right, let's get into Kaz. Let's get into some power rankings.
Wait, hold up.
They don't want to hear this.
Shoe traded Chase Claypool, MBS, and a first-round pick next year. For Jacoby Myers? Oh, and 107. Jacoby Myers and James Cook? Ugh. Gross.
Gross.
All right, there's a lot of bad ones in here.
All right, so the league is in an interesting state. We have 3 teams at the top, 6-1. We got Joe, Jake, me. And then pretty much the rest of the league is at 3-4. So LJ, 3-4. Kaz, 3-4. Shu, 3-4. Chubbs, 3-4. Steve, you guessed it, 3-4.
Wow.
And their points for are all pretty similar. And then we got Rubs, 2-5, and then Sid, 0-7.
That's crazy.
This league is wild.
It's nuts. Who would have thought? I mean, I have gotten...
We had JB and Joe at the top. Everybody else, I don't know though. I was expecting big things from my team and that just did not happen. Mm-hmm.
Shoe's team came out hot, but
Is there a second tier and who's in it?
You gotta say Matt and LJ and you gotta say Kaz.
Not Shoe?
I don't think so, bro.
There might be a huge second tier. There might be 3 tiers.
It might be just me and Sid at the bottom and then everybody who's at...
That's what I mean.
I think...
It can switch.
Not because of my team, but because of my record, I would be a tier ahead.
Of course, you are.
I think I got my team's on the same tier as you guys, but...
No,
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. I think it's clearly Joe and JB, Matt in his own little niche, and then LJ, Kaz... And then the rest.
Why?
You just admitted your team was the same.
I mean, the same. I'd say a little better, but...
I mean, you got Austin Eckler, who's still just breathing life into your team. I don't think your team's that good.
Okay.
It's not, but, I mean, in order for anything to really happen, you're going to have to lose every single game of the year.
But hold on. Listen to my core. It's
ass.
Herbert,
Yep.
Eckler, RB1, yep. Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, George Kittle.
Give it.
I mean, that's power right
here. Keenan hasn't played.
It's okay. It's better than what I'm putting out there now.
Cause I don't know. I'm getting a lot of hate from you still. And after week two, you said that too.
I like Kaz's team.
No, I just don't like you just your team that much.
I don't know.
Man, I don't even know if I, dude, you're hurt. Like,
well, Mike Williams kind
of
fucked me.
No, Russell Wilson's fucking you, buddy.
Yeah,
Russell Wilson's fucking you, and PJ. Good thing PJ Walker's playing
like
football.
Like, who are your receivers? Right, you got to start. You're starting two receivers.
Who, him? He's currently starting four.
Who?
What do you mean, bro?
DJ Devon.
DJ Devonta, Godwin, and Sutton. Okay. What more do you want?
Yeah, I mean,
you got to roll them bitches out.
Yep, they're out.
All good players, but situations, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm 3-4.
Crazy. Yeah, I don't. I still like Shoe's team.
I don't know, man. I really don't give a fuck. My team sucks. That's all I know.
I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
Say something bold.
Say something bold? Yeah. Let me see the standings quick. Let me see the standings for you. Rubs makes playoffs.
Okay, cool.
Wow.
I don't think that happens. I'm like a couple of losses away from being totally out of it.
I made it at 6-7, I think, last year.
Click your name. If Jamar, that would feel a lot less bold.
Mine's bold as fuck. To say that, it's bold.
I think
I have the four running backs, and then if CD ever becomes a thing, Thielen and Deontay, and if Michael Thomas decides to play.
Did you guys join my DFS?
I did.
No, I did.
I did.
You
did.
Should.
I don't know. Hey, Steve, anything to say?
Andrea definitely did the cat. Your dad definitely did Pinocchio. You did Yoda, and you did the turtle.
So close.
Boss, wait. You did the turtle, you did Yoda. So easy. I knew your dad took that picture, that terrible picture.
Terrible.
Of Pinocchio. Your mom definitely, like, no one else could do a cat.
Yeah.
So
I lost the turtle.
How about the turtle, though?
The turtle, I should have guessed you for the turtle, because it's very intricately done.
It's clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is clean.
But I voted for Yoda.
Wait.
That's a good idea.
It was
cute.
Wait, what was it? You were four?
Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You're about to win, right?
No.
Yeah.
Whoa. One took over, bro. All the guys voted for.
Is one
for Baby
too?
Yoda?
For my bugging.
No,
it's pretty big.
Big pumpkin.
It's a normal size pumpkin. It looks small in picture.
Yeah, one, they like the carving, I guess, and not the idea.
Bitches love simplicity and execution, and that's what I bring to the table.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah. I feel like Yoda was.
It was really good. It was really good.
I don't know. Ears and like
it was really good.
Like yours wasn't definitely wasn't that hard to do.
Go look at it.
So much more.
It's on the porch.
I loved your mom's idea though. I did like the idea of the
going to the Bay House Saturday.
Or
see
your dad.
Look at this little motherfucker, all happy.
Yeah. It's exceptional.
What are you chomping?
A fucking gay ass turtle.
All right.
The turtle's good. It's very like well done.
Thank you. Matt, say something about the pod so we can end it. Say something bold.
Good win, Steve. I know you've been working hard and grinding.
I've been grinding.
Yeah, so.
You're letting him do that to you?
Good win. I'm proud of you.
He's doing it to himself. Because it's very obvious what he's trying to do.
I know, and it's not going to work. So why am I even doing it?
I don't let it affect me.
Yeah, and you shouldn't. It's not going to work.
Wins.
Yeah,
that's it.
You're right.
He swears by this.
I know he does.
It's
look
crazy.
At him. Yeah, it's sad.
It is sad.
I don't swear that.
Can't even accept his own success.
It tells you how much he really, really wants.
Wants to win.
Like he wants
dying.
To win so bad.
I don't really care.
Yeah,
not a big deal.
I want to win.
Yeah,
but
for sure. Like we all
do. I do want to win. We'll say that.
If I don't, it's not gonna be because I didn't reverse jinx it.
Yeah.
No. But why risk it?
Exactly. Why risk it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll reverse jinx it every time. No, because it does work. That's why you said, why risk it?
It does work.
Always works.
Saying that after.
Yeah. No, you say it always works. It always works.
The reverse jinx doesn't work.
It always works.
It's flawless. Always works every time.
Peace.